the music industry has been lying to you and has brainwashed a lot of you to believe that becoming a full-time artist means that you can only earn income from your art and the music you release. And it's tricked you into thinking that staying independent means staying broke and getting paid to sell it out.
Welcome to the All About Helping podcast.
I spent the last decade helping independent artists reach their first 100,000 Spotify streams through social media storytelling. And for months, I've been reflecting on the direction that I want to take this pod. And it's definitely a shift that most of you might not even expect or see it coming. And I think you'll appreciate where I'm coming from, because I'm in an entirely new phase of my life. Just become a dad recently, and my thought process has entirely switched. And I know my purpose is to help artists fulfill their dreams of giving their artist career the maximum possible chance. And for that to happen, I can't just stand by and give advice for streams, views, likes, comments, but then watch you suffer in not earning money as a musician and not building a bulletproof mindset. I have to be there for you every step of the way on your journey as a musician and make success a decision that changes your life forever. And so in this rebirth episode of the All About Helping podcast, I wanted to talk how musicians are building 7 revenue streams to become a full-time artist. At one point in my life, 10 years ago, I was by definition a full-time artist. I was only surviving off my DJ gigs. And to be real with you, I have never felt more anxiety ever before in my life. I was constantly worried where the next paycheck is going to come from, when those late invoices for work I'd already done was going to get paid. And I was standing at the cash point most times, just praying the money would come out. And this wasn't the dream that the music industry sold me. There was no congratulations for being a full-time artist and breaking free from the shackles of a 9-to-5. There was no award for earning money entirely from your art. And at one point, it got so bad, I actually had a full mental breakdown. And that night, I was wandering the street, just not knowing what to do. And I made a promise to myself, never, ever again would I rely on one source of income to survive. I would never put my destiny into someone else's hands. I decided you have to generate multiple ways to make money as an artist. So here is the list that I came up with. Now, it's going to be slightly different for me as a social media coach and a music marketing strategist. But for yourself as an artist, it's going to be this: gigs, song royalties, merch sales, digital products, voice for hire, music publishing, and brand sponsorship. I want to go into each one of these in detail and figure out how you can help generate yourself a full-time income using a combination of these methods. Now, full disclosure, you do not need to have all of these instantly. You can absolutely pick one per quarter of the year and focus on that for 3 months. Then 3 months later, try adding a second one, maybe a third one, maybe a fourth one, and you find your balance. It took me years to get to this point, but I'm finally in a position where I can predict where different revenue streams are coming from. And if one of them's drying out, I can turn that tap on a little bit more. And if one of them's getting in enough, I can turn that tap off. And you can find a way to manage your time in exchange for your revenue. So let's deep dive. All right, number one, gigs. Now, as a DJ, I would go out and try and find as many gigs as possible. But for you as artists, a lot of you are waiting by the phone. A lot of you are waiting for a DM or waiting for an email, and you're not actively pitching yourself to get new bookings. So you play the mathematics game. If you charge just £100 for a gig, you play 5 gigs a month, that's £500. And that money can go a long way towards helping you with the rent, towards taking one day back from your life in your day job and finding more time to work on music. Maybe that pays for a music video. Maybe that pays for your Facebook ads budget for your next song. So playing more gigs benefits your entire artist career. It's going to increase your profile. It's going to get new audiences to discover you. It's going to give you content that you can use for future gig bookings, because the best way to manifest new gigs is from footage of gigs showing how well you played and why people wanted to come to see you. And the fact that you as a creative are not asking for more gigs can be a problem. So that would be the very first step you can take to try and build your revenue streams, is to get more bookings. Now, if you think you're a small creator and you can't charge, that's okay. Start off with free gigs. There is the So Far Sounds community. There are open mic nights. You can play in a restaurant or a bar. You know, if you can half decent on the piano and you can sing while people are having a meal or having a date night, you can entertain them. And it doesn't have to be content you promote on social media when I say a gig. It can just mean the act of performing and you get paid for a service. So for myself as a social media coach, that is actually lectures and talks that I give. So I often go to companies like BBC One Extra, BBC Asia Network. I might go to a school like the East London Arts and Music Academy, and I'll give a talk in front of their students, and I just send an invoice in exchange for that lecture. And so it works both ways, whether you're a musician or whether you're in the industry, is ways to make money for gigs. Revenue stream number two is song royalties. So that is your Spotify account. That's your DistroKid account. So you can find ways to increase the number of streams your catalog is getting, and that directly puts more money in your pocket. And the more you promote, the more you earn. So it's in your best interest to release more songs, number one, and promote your songs better, number two, so that you can eventually build a catalog. And the way Spotify best works is when you increase your overall monthly streams. Not your followers and your artist profile, but actually get the monthly streams up. That creates a predictable, recurring, and profitable revenue stream that you can begin to live off. It might start as low as £300 a month. You know, if you were consistently generating 80,000 monthly streams, so let's say you had, let's make the maths easy. So you have 10 songs in your catalog, right? 10 songs out now. So if you did a maths girly right here, if you did 8K per song per month, you're basically building 80,000 streams. And that is going to directly put money in your bank account. Or it puts in your wallet, and you get to cash out your wallet, obviously. And you can even take that step further by using a feature from DistroKid called Splits. So if you're working with a featuring artist and they put you on their song, you can use DistroKid to make sure you get correctly paid out for the streams that you drove for your percentage of the song. And you can change the split to any time. You can agree to a simple 25%. You might have multiple stakeholders and you might take a lower equity rate, but you'll find an agreement that can be made, and it's a completely transparent way of getting your royalties fairly and correctly paid into your bank account. And so if you are already part of the DistroKid family, make sure you try out Splits. If you're not part of the DistroKid family, then I highly recommend you sign up using my link and get a 7% discount on your first year. And that is distrokid.com/VIP/ All About Help. The third revenue stream that artists can create to build their full-time artist income is merch sales. And already I know what you're thinking. The first thought that popped into your mind was probably, but I don't have an audience. No one is going to buy. And the worst way, the old way, the problematic way of merch was that artists would have to buy their inventory and store it in boxes at the house. Now, I did this myself when I ran a SoundCloud record label where we had crates of t-shirts and crates of boxes with hats. And you had to have small, medium, and large. And you had black t-shirts and white t-shirts. And you just a couple of each t-shirt. And then you ran out of the size that is most popular. And you have to order more at a higher price from the supplier. And it's a mess. But there's a new solution in town. And that is a print-on-demand service. Personally, I use Printful, which is just the platform of my choice, but you don't do any of the work. You one time set up a design. You set up if you want it on a t-shirt, a tote bag, whether it's available in black, white, red, blue, pink. You do all the hard work once. You then connect your Facebook commerce manager and your TikTok seller account so you can create shoppable, taggable products within the platforms. Then you wear your own merch and tag your merch whenever you wear it. So the more content you create, the more chance you have to sell. And in doing this, you build a recurring revenue stream, because people will see you wearing your fire outfit and they'll want to grab theirs. A little tip on the house is don't just put your logo on a t-shirt. No one wants to buy in to wearing and promoting you. But instead, what I did in my merch, I put inspirational quotes on the front of t-shirts. Whenever I do a consultation and whenever I give some amazing advice, the person will say, is there any way I can thank you? And I'll just say, consider buying a t-shirt, right? It's the ultimate way of saying thanks. Rather than join one of my programs, join my course, you know, just say thank you, buy a t-shirt. And you'll rep the brand and it helps me in every way possible. And so consider signing up for Printful and create your system. It's not sponsored by them in any way. I just love the process. You basically make profit after the operating cost of the t-shirt itself and the printing or the embroidery. Revenue stream number four that musicians can use is to create digital products. And by this, I mean like sound packs. I mean plugins. I mean vocal stems that people can use. And when you work with a partner like Splice or any of these sound libraries, you can get in contact with them and see if they'd make you an offer to create a pack for them. And you can either get paid a small percentage every time your pack sells, you make income. So once again, the more you promote this pack of yours, the more you're going to earn. Or you could quite literally build your own store on your own website and sell it privately. And in doing so, you can create content offline and you don't use this in conflict with your main artist account, or you could, right? And there's two ways of doing this. You need to do it completely offline so that your fan audience never know that you're selling these packs. Or you do it online and you make a harmonized approach where your fans know that you also have a sound pack. That's not for them. It's for other producers who might want to learn how to create using the things that you've created, whether it's plugins, vocal chops, or anything else. And digital sales can also be something else. It could be like a songbook, you know, where you've taken all the lyrics of the album and you've beautifully designed it and you've put the stories behind each song and you sell it for a couple of pounds on a Bandcamp or your even your own website. It could be something like a recurring membership service like Patreon or anything else, OnlyFans, for example, where you're getting people to buy a digital product for you and create a recurring revenue stream. This might be low ticket, and I need to expand and unpack this in so many ways in the near future, but what starts off as just £10 a month with 100 people starts to become a very profitable business of £1,000 every single month locked in. And the secret is not to create more content than you need. Try and take what you're already doing, create content around that, and so you're not adding extra workload onto your plate to commit for a few number of people at the start. Ideally, you take something you're already doing. Let's say you're making a DJ mix. And so it doesn't take much effort to export the track listing and only give that to your subscribers, not to everyone else. That's just an example. Revenue stream number five. Some of you might get some smoke for this one, but it's voice for hire. So what this means is creating content for a brand, for a jingle, for a video game, for something without getting credited for it. Because you're not using your artist name. You're probably using your government name. And you're using your talent and your ability rather than your audience. So for example, I was discussing this with my coaching clients this evening on Monday. If you were doing a commercial, right, or someone, if you were doing a techno song and someone needed a vocalist for that, you wouldn't want to take credit for it because it doesn't match the art that you put out on Spotify. But instead, you could write a top line, record the top line, send it over with an invoice, and you send the draft version in a low bit rate. And you say, I'll only send the final versions once you send over and pay my invoice, then I'll send the final steps. And doing this for other brands, maybe an insurance company needed a voiceover for one of their adverts and they got in contact with you. And you don't want to publicly announce this on your social media, of course not. So instead, you can be a voice for hire. You record it in your home studio. You send across the demo using a script they've written. And then finally, once they're happy, you send over the master file with an invoice. And doing this sort of voice for hire approach can help you build a salary from your music. So you might charge a bit more for a brand like this. Maybe it's £300 for one event. So if you did, you know, just three of them a month, that's almost a grand, right? Then the more work you do, you could start to build up a voice for hire portfolio. So when someone asks for you on Fiverr.com or any of these libraries that are available, you basically have a catalog of work that you've done that people can listen to a demo and know that you're the right candidate for them. Reviews go a long way as well in the voice for hire world, because every successful, happy client that you do, ask them for a review and a testimonial, and that way you'll have the highest rated, you know, voiceover or jingle writer or top line composer for anyone in your niche. And that has nothing to do with your fan base, and it has nothing to do with your art. But what this is a salary from music that no one has to know about. I've seen so many artists who do their bread and butter off their career as a sound engineer or as a voice for hire. And then it allows them to have the financial stability to be able to release. Revenue stream number six to become a full-time artist is music publishing and sync. Now, this is a lot more advanced. This is, forgive me for my lack of detail around this subject, but to become a artist relevant for sync, you have to be a very talented writer. You also have to have some buzz around you. There are music publishing companies, then there are also sync agents who basically shop your record around to different video games, different commercials, and different people wanting to buy and, you know, pay high amounts of money for music to use in commercial properties. And you have to do your own research here. Definitely investigate if it's the right decision for you. You don't want to sign away your music catalog for the next couple of years for an upfront paycheck if it's not for an amount of money that will change your life. And so be very, very careful in the world of publishing. Be very careful about your permissions and rights and everything like that. But this is one amazing way to make revenue. I know one musician who got approached by Drake's OVO record label and said, "We have sampled your song and we want to put it out on an album dropping very, very soon. Can we get your consent today for £8,000 to use this sample?" If I was in that situation, I would have added a zero onto that, because there's no way that Drake would take a song off his album that he wanted and just say it's a matter of money stopping this from going through. I would have negotiated hard on that particular payout, but the artist accepted it. £8,000 is a crazy amount of money, but you think in the grand scheme of things, the amount of money made off that song would be incredible. And they wouldn't have let something as trivial as money block them. At least they would have made a counter offer somewhere a lot more appropriate halfway in between. And so publishing is once again an amazing way to get money, but artists need to educate themselves on what it takes to get in contact with sync agents. You know, I love this video game called Madden NFL. And inside that game, there's a very particular type of beat they go for. And all of the raps use lyrics about NFL and about American football. So you can almost play the game, like metaphorically speaking, pun intended, that you can design a song that can get synced. Because if you write enough raps about players and about the actual sport itself, touchdowns and, you know, punt returns, whatever it might be, you can manifest your own sync deal. So let's wrap up the list with revenue stream number seven, brand sponsorship. This is probably my favorite out of all of them. And as an artist, I've made well over 15 grand in the last year and a half from brand sponsorships, working with the likes of DistroKid, Playlist Supply, Pirate Studios, and many other companies. And you create content for their social media channels or content for your social media channels, tagging their brand. Doesn't matter which way around you do this. And I have a course that I'm building in the very near future, how to attract, negotiate, and publish your first brand sponsorship deal that I'm excited to release at the end of this year. How you can do this is to really start contacting brands and make them an offer of what you can do for them. You will make one reel, three stories, and a photograph. And you use their products and you build a little story out for what you want to give to them. And they'll say yes, or they'll say no. And in doing this, I've actually managed to save up for a honeymoon to the Maldives with my wife. I've got gifts for my loved ones. I've helped put a mortgage on my house, and I've also bought myself a beautiful car using money from brand sponsorships. And it doesn't matter if you haven't got a crazy number of followers. You can start small and lower your price per video, per photo, per story. And then once you're in the habit of working with a brand, you build a bigger and bigger package of what you want to give to them. So for example, I work with DistroKid long-term. And so we've made an agreement that works for both of us, consistently promoting them, consistently creating revenue for myself. And artists can deal with the social media manager who works for a brand and ask to get in contact with them and then start a conversation about what they can do for each other. I think when creators and brands work together, it's so beneficial for everyone. And in doing so, your audience is the perfect customer for their brand. So they're going to make back tenfold what they pay you in the sales that they're going to make to your audience. So that, my friends, is a quick synopsis of the 7 different revenue streams musicians can earn to become a full-time artist. Right now, I'm actively choosing to be a part-time artist. I make revenue from multiple different streams of all 7 that I outlined here. What a lot of you don't know is I actually have a 9-to-5 in the advertising world where I deal with major brands, help run advertising on TikTok and Facebook for them. So my music agency, where I coach artists how to get their first 100,000 streams, is only a third of my revenue for the month. And on top of that, I have the gigs, I have the brand sponsorships, I have the merch sales, I have the digital products and downloads, I have my royalties when I work on an affiliate commission with some brands and they give me a link that I get paid for the sales I bring in. There are so many ways to compound your revenue as an artist. You do not have to stay broke as a creator. You start with one tactic, and then 3 months later, you build it out. You start a second one of these, and you continue that process until you founded yourself a music business. Spotify payouts alone will not be the way you can succeed. I had an artist friend a long time ago. He lived off £35 a month. He slept on the floor in his sister's living room. He made beats all day long because he was too afraid to reach out to anyone and ask for his true value. But I don't want that to be you. So this is your calling to take action and build a revenue stream for yourself. That's a wrap on this episode of the 7 revenue streams musicians need to become a full-time artist. Send this to a friend who needs to hear this and make sure they're aware that the All About Helping channel is here to support their dream of becoming a full-time creator and helping them increase their streams online. I've loved this. I hope you have too. Let me know if you found this valuable. Peace.